A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea, and he meant to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they cried out, and they had all seen him, and they were terrified. But at once he spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astonished. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a great occasion for us to use our gift of imagination that God gave us as humans, and it helps us to enter into the drama of the Scriptures, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament. For our purposes, let's begin with the Gospel today. Imagine yourself one of these apostles. He's a fisherman, and it says, St. Mark says, it's the fourth watch of the night. So the night was divided up into sections. The fourth watch is the last one before dawn. And somewhere in there, it's not quite dawn yet, it's dark, maybe it's starting to light up. You're in there and you've been watching, looking at the nets, waiting to see if they're going to wiggle. You're just waiting and hoping, nothing until then. There's a storm. Of course, fish don't bite much in the storm, but this is a net. And they're scared. It's rough. Do we go in? Do we stay here? There's the Lord. They see the Lord. Imagine, you're in the darkness. It's bad enough when we watch these shows, these ghost shows on TV, and they always bring the commercial just as, "What was that?" And you don't see it. And then you wait through the commercial, and it's disappointing. It's all ridiculous. But you get scared just watching that. Imagine being in this boat, it's dark, you see someone walking on the water. Mark says they were terrified. Where are you going to go? You're in the boat. They're terrified. And the Lord goes to them. And what's he say? "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." And he gets into the boat with them. In the Scriptures, whenever Jesus enters a boat, he enters a home, etc., he's entering into their lives, into our lives. Now, imagine yourself as a citizen of Iraq or Iran. There's this escalating rhetoric going on. I'm not here to look into reasons why people are killed and bombs being thrown back and forth and missiles. But the reality, you're a citizen, and in the middle of the night, like last night, first missiles come in and they kill a general and a couple other guys. And then last night, more missiles come in into Iraq. And you're a citizen. It's fearful. You can't see. You're afraid. Where are you going to go? You're terrified. It's a lot different watching for missiles and bombs, that watch of the night, than it is watching for your net to wiggle to see if you've got fish. You're terrified. Where are you going to go? St. John says here, "Among us, love is brought to perfection. We have confidence that we are in the world, and there is no fear in love." He's talking about perfect love, which is God's love. We're not perfect, because we're humans. Because fear has to do with punishment. So one who fears is not yet perfect in love. Remember, even Jesus feared his human side. I mean, in the Garden of Gethsemane, my goodness, he sweat blood. He sweat blood. What I'm getting at is the presence of the Lord. Not so much being terrified, when's it going to come, when's it going to come? What can I do right now? Feeling helpless is a pretty bad feeling, isn't it? Whether it's before or experiencing illness, economic problems, family difficulties, that kind of thing. There's only so much you can do. And we say, well, we pray about it, or in this instance, we pray for peace. What's our real intention? God, bring your hand down and change these people. It doesn't really work that way. We have to start right here. I learned a lesson last Saturday, greeting people before the 4 o'clock mass, and I got a call to go to Northwest Hospital, and there was a gentleman there who was elderly, and a couple nurses were with him, people he knew, but he talked with me. He passed away last night, and he told me he was very much afraid, but he said something like, he says, I'm really afraid, but it's better because you're all with me. So his fear didn't go away, but there was comfort in knowing we were with him. I think it's like that with fear in our lives. It doesn't automatically, always magically disappear. But there's a comfort in knowing the Lord is with us. What can I do to start the process of peace in the world right here? This we have control of. In my heart, where is there lacking peace in my life, with my spouse, with my family, with my friends? Oh Lord, I pray for peace, and then let it spread. Amen.
Amen.